So, Lord, we thank you for calling us to be prophets to announce your goodness and your healing power in this broken world of ours today. And we pray in a special way through the grace of the Holy Spirit that when we get resistance, we would not become resentful or bitter, but overcome evil with good. And we pray for the ability to call people to a more abundant faith in you as our divine physician. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Good evening. I'm so grateful it's a lot cooler tonight than it was last Saturday night. I was sweating profusely, and that's why I gave a very short homily. But I did announce during that homily that I would share with you a testimony that occurred during this service we had on the Vigil of Pentecost. I think it was May 23rd or 22nd, a couple months ago, because it was an incredible evening, and it was all about Jesus. You know, we had adoration for like 3 hours, and then I went around to each individual pew, and I just prayed. I said, Lord, I don't know what's wrong with these people, but I just pray you would wrap your arms around them and heal them for whatever they need healing for. And so I just walked among each pew for like 40 minutes and just let him do what he needed to do. And then we got this beautiful testimony from a Lutheran woman, actually, who was attending the service that night. And so I'm going to start by telling you this healing that this person experienced during that evening. But then next weekend, I'm going to tell you how you can experience that too. Okay? So I want to entice you and get your curiosity and your interest. And that's why I'm sharing this first. Okay? You understand? Amen. So this actually appears in the monthly edition of Gleanings. The Charismatic Renewal, Western Washington Catholic Charismatic Renewal, and Gene Beers wrote a beautiful article and then shared this testimony within this article. It's on the front page. During the time of my words, as I'm not familiar with all the Catholic terms, processing the host, the Lord did a profound work in me, identifying and allowing me to release deeply hidden grief. Like a video of memories of my husband Dave's cancer journey, things I had motored through but never cried about because I had to be strong. And so the memories came up one by one. I didn't have to create this or work to dig them out. They just surfaced one by one in quite rapid succession, and I quietly wept. This went on for maybe 30 minutes as Father Jim slowly made his way around the room, holding up the cross in which was contained the host. He would pause by each pew for some moments and allow congregants to simply gaze upon this. I have never participated in anything like this. Oh my. Finally, the last piece, the Lord showed me that though he had sung Dave across, I had not specifically released him. Jesus stood with me by the head of his bed and allowed me to release him. Then Jesus gave a picture of us hiking a favorite trail at Holden Village. There in past years we often visited. At one point we stopped and Jesus said, "Is it okay if I take Dave on a new trail, higher up and further in?" I hesitated. But I could see the excitement and joy on Dave's face. He was healthy, his guitar hand was healed. He had nearly cut off his fingers in a table saw accident in 1996, which prevented him from being able to play the guitar. His cancer was gone, and he could breathe. At the end, he had a tracheotomy due to a fibrous fungal infection in his lungs that was literally asphyxiating him. In some strange way, Jesus with hiking gear was with him and was also standing with me at the same time. He whispered in my ear, "Trust me, this is going to be the greatest adventure." I nodded and waved and said, "I'll see you later." Dave said, "I will tell you all about it." He and Jesus then continued down on the path. Jesus and I turned to walk back. The presence was so visceral. I felt like I had just had a deep spiritual surgery. The anointed worship prior, where I could hardly stand, was the Holy Spirit softening me up, like the old wineskin soaking in oil in preparation for the healing. I just maintained a very open, expectant stance. I was impressed by Father Jim's sensitivity as he was careful to stand as directly in front of worshipers, one pew at a time, both ends of the pews, just standing silently, eye contact that focuses on the monstrance. He would linger longer in some places. I was assuming he was functioning in knowledge of gifts of discernment and words of knowledge or wisdom. It was very powerful and touched me deeply. Afterwards, when I shared with a friend, she said, "I knew the Lord was dealing with some deep grief in you. I saw the Lord just reaching in and pulling things out of you one by one until there was no more." That is exactly what happened. And I'm different today. Another friend shared a word with me that from last night, this is going to be a year of great favor for me. We will see how this all plays out. Praise the Lord for his goodness. It was a powerful evening. So this woman came with obviously deep grief from her husband's cancer, and because she had to be there as a caregiver and support, she never really let go of him. And so the Lord had this wonderful healing that night for her. And I think he has that kind of amazing grace for all of us when we come to the Eucharist. But so often, he was amazed at their lack of faith. Isn't that what the gospel said tonight? He was amazed at their lack of faith. So sometimes as Catholics, we get in the mindset of just coming and going to Mass, and we really don't cast our cares upon him who cares for us. And so we don't receive the healing because we really don't believe that there's healing available in the Eucharist, right? But here's somebody who wasn't even Catholic who had this profound experience. So I hope this encourages you to understand a couple of things. Number one, the Lord loves you. He cares about you. He cares about whatever's going on in your life right now that's robbing you of life and abundance, of joy and happiness. He cares about that. He came and laid down his life. He shed his precious blood for each and every one of us that we might have life in abundance. So when we come to Mass, we need to have that expectant faith. Lord, this is what's wrong with me this week. Heal me. Come into my heart as I receive you in Holy Communion and bring your healing power into my mind, my heart, my soul, and my body, and help me to go out of this church transformed and different and eager and ready at all times, like our Blessed Mother, to proclaim the greatness, the goodness of the Lord. Amen? So we have to come with an expectant faith. I'll talk a little bit more about that next week, about what that means, and then also just why the Eucharist is central to who we are as Catholics and has been for over 2,000 years. Because this is the centrality of our faith and worship. And we need to understand that more. Because a lot of people, and I think this is because we have a lot of disease structures in our church today. Our catechetical structures are diseased. And people are teaching their doubt and not faith in Jesus Christ. And so a lot of times people go through the sacraments and they never experience anything because, number one, they don't believe. But they haven't been taught properly. They haven't heard testimonies like this that draw us into, really? Is something available here for me to heal me of my brokenness and my sinfulness? Absolutely. And I've had my own experiences with the Eucharist and healing. I'm not going to go into that right now, but this is so important, the Eucharist, for us as Catholics. And I think we're just living in an age where there's a lot of doubt and confusion and a lot of people don't understand. So I hope and pray next week I can just kind of share some practical things with you to help draw you in to the truth that God loves you. And he wants to bring healing into your life. Whatever trauma or hurtful things you've experienced, he can bring healing into your life as well. You just need to believe and have an expectant faith. Amen? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful evening, and we thank you that it's cooler tonight than it was last weekend. You take such good care of us, and you bless us in abundance. And we just pray that during these summer months, we would discover and experience your power and healing, especially in the Most Holy Eucharist. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. So help us to be eager and ready to bring to you whatever is in our lives that needs healing. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.